This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. Whether you're listening on 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or 1460 KLTC on the iHeartMedia app. However you're listening, the Flag Family app, glad you're listening. Thank you very much. Coming up a little later on this hour, we're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Vincent DeVito. He is a counselor to the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke. He spoke recently at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, and I asked him to come on. His talk was about 30-day permitting. So, in other words, when you apply for a federal permit, there's actually a law, believe it or not, that says that when you apply, that you'll get it within a year. Well, it actually could take a year or more in many cases now. So it's really back, and they did actually a little review. To say, huh, you know, where is this the worst? Third worst in the country was the Dickinson office. But federal law requires the Department of the Bureau of Land Management review drilling permit applications within 30 days. But the average time to process one in 2016 was 215 days. So this guy's job is basically to correct all that and get that fixed. And there's been executive orders signed and they're working on it. Another thing he said that really struck me was, he said President Trump's agenda to put the American energy economy back on the right track comes down to three key words: American energy dominance. And he compared it to energy independence, saying it's nothing like energy independence, where we simply are able to provide for our own needs. I wrote these notes down because it's so good. Our mission is an American energy economy second to none. We'll be a net exporter of energy. We will command the global market on our own terms. The war on American energy is over, way over. So it was pretty refreshing to hear him, and I'm looking forward to chatting with him later on in the hour on What's on Your Mind today, and give you a little the benefit of some of his words that were given to the industry here recently at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So that was pretty good. I also am getting a lot of great suggestions on a soup. Try. Someone's actually offered to make an awesome creamy potato and bacon soup for me. So we're making some progress on the soup front here today. This is quite fun. So thank you for that. And also one leftover comment from last hour related to my question specifically about what you thought of the 60 Minutes piece on the opioid crisis. 60 Minutes was a joke, says this listener, about this drug problem. I feel for all the addicted people on opioids. It's a real problem. It is. The U.S. Attorney for North Dakota, Chris Myers, is at this hour part of a nationwide announcement on the opioid crisis coming from the Trump Justice Department and some new measures being taken. We'll update you on that when we find out more of the details. Also, the University of North Dakota Athletic Department is the focus of a press conference that will happen in about 20 minutes. UND announced earlier today that they would be holding a press conference to make a significant announcement regarding the future of UND athletics. UND President Mark Kennedy and Athletic Director Brian Faison both scheduled to speak at the press conference being held at the High Performance Center. So we got news all over the place today. We'll keep you posted on all of that. Our next guest is one of our go-to guys on oil prices. He and Eugene Grainer, we get on the phone and take their temperature every now and then to see where oil prices are going to go, because as at least one big pillar of North Dakota's economy, one of those three pillars, ag, energy, and all the others, right, is oil. Michael Falloon from Hart Street joins us. Michael, how are you?
Real good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Nice to have you back.
Great to be here.
One of the reasons I wanted to chat with you is I remembered your prediction not all that long ago. Something we should watch very closely was the tensions between Iraq and Kurdistan and the Iraqi Kurd battles that are ongoing, specifically to the control of the part of Iraq that has a lot of oil production. And you predicted that those tensions were ultimately going to impact oil prices. We're seeing tensions rise. We're seeing an all-out battle there. The president was asked about this yesterday. What do you anticipate is going to happen as a result to oil prices?
Well, as of this weekend on Sunday, Iraq kind of rolled into Kirkuk and basically took over the major pipeline that goes through Turkey. They got a refinery and some other infrastructure. But the main thing about that is that, you know, the Kurdistan independence referendum last month, sounds like they want to break free and become independent. And I think they're the world's second largest ethnic group that actually doesn't have their own country. But they span across Turkey, Syria, Iran, and Iraq. So them wanting to do that affects all of those countries, and none of them are their friends now. So when Kurdistan said they were going to become independent, Turkey said, well, we're going to shut down the pipeline on our end, and you won't be able to export any of your oil then. Well, that pipeline carries about 1.4 million barrels a day, at least that's the capacity, and about 600,000 barrels of that is actually Kurd oil that they're selling independent. Well, there must have been some talks before Iraq rolled into Kirkuk, because basically the Kurds just kind of moved out of there and they gave it to them. But right now, the way things are looking, even though production only stopped for like a day and then it came back online again, there is going to be a bigger conflict over this. I think the Kurds rolled out of Kirkuk just because a conflict there wasn't tenable for them. So I think that they're backing out. I do honestly think that is going to be fighting, and they are going to try to keep it away from the energy assets. But it's something that's going to have to happen. The Kurds want, basically produce 33% of the revenues for Iraq, and they're only getting about 17%, of the monies that is coming from that. So either Iraq gives them more money, or the Kurds go to war with them, and now that they've got ISIS pushed back to a certain extent, now they're going to fight, I guess.
Interesting. And are you seeing, as a result of this dust-up, any impacts on the price of oil, given the amount of flow in that pipeline and the uncertainty of it? Are you what's the impact been so far?
Well, even without it, oil prices are going to head higher, because we've been seeing about 2 million barrels a day that have been rolling off of world oil inventories. So if that's correct, sometime in the first quarter of next year, we should be down to the five-year average. So that should push it up anyways. But if there is any type of a stoppage of oil or problems in there, we will see a spike. Right now, we are in a position where things are already starting to look bullish, and demand has been spiking. On November 7th, it sounds like OPEC's going to come out and say that there's going to be an increase in demand of about 1.2 million barrels per day every year through 2022. And if that's the case, that's probably about 20% higher than what most people believed. So that's a longer-term view. Right now, with the Kurds, if there is a conflict, somewhere between 200,000 and even as high as 1 million barrels a day could come offline. If that happens, WTI goes to 60, like, right away.
Interesting. Obviously, 60 is a number that turns on a spigot in North Dakota. At least, you know, it would need to remain, right? I think we hear from Lynn Helms and others that everybody's watching prices and say, okay, if you get to a plateau and it stays there 3 months, then, okay, now we'll start making investments that we weren't previously making, but the impact on 60 North Dakota would be significant, assuming it stays, right?
Oh, yeah. You could see a 10 to 20% increase in production relatively quickly at 60. I mean, those ducts will come online, and, you know, it doesn't take them too long to get it going. And even a spike like that could increase some activity in the short term, just trying to get ahead of it a little bit. But right now, between that and Iran, and then the way that the world oil markets look right now, even without anything happening in Kurdistan that affects production or in Iran, we're probably still going to see 60 by the end of the year. It may just touch 60 and pull back, but we're getting ready to a point now where we're getting into a new range where 55 to 60 might be our new level. And that could that definitely is going to happen. Well, not definitely, but we think it's going to happen this year for sure.
And there's been a little bit of debate within the industry about, you know, the data related to storage and how much is there. Who's winning that debate right now?
Oh, about whether the storage is declining or not?
Right. I mean, you know, the amount of storage, I guess, is the dispute. Correct me if I'm wrong. And the industry thinks it's less than some of the quote unquote experts do. That's been depressing the price some, right?
Yeah, and the problem with it is that there's not a whole lot of transparency in the world oil markets with respect to storage. I mean, some of the bigger countries in Europe and stuff like that, they do tell you what they have, but it's nothing like in the United States where we have the EIA report weekly. And what people think is going on, they don't know for sure. All they can do is track tankers and all this other, and there's some other data you can track, but it's pretty tough to know for sure. But
hold that thought if you would, Michael. We're gonna go to the break here. You can pick up your thought when we come back after a break. Also, I want to ask you about the WTI and Brent difference, too. Any questions for Michael? Certainly welcome to. Coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All of the seats for New York City are gone. We had actually three, four people yesterday that tried to pick up the final pair that remained out of Fargo, but they are gone, 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 gone. So I am sorry to report that if you were still hoping to get in at the last minute. But we got a big crew, 60-plus, joining us in New York City coming up here at the end of November. Also wanted to tell you, tomorrow, Kevin Cramer, our congressman from North Dakota, the one and only member of the United States House, is joining us for a very special talk radio town hall. And we actually have assembled some folks from all kinds of different industries to offer comments and maybe improvements, questions related to tax reform that we'll be doing for the first 90 minutes of the program, and then from 10 to 11 doing the normal talk radio town hall. But I'd like to tomorrow focus all the questions on tax reform. What do you want in it? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? How could it be better? All of that on tax reform, because that whole debate is heating up. And so the entire program devoted to that tomorrow, right here on What's on Your Mind. Okay? Looking forward to that. So spend a little time thinking about your best questions and join us by phone, text, email, however you'd like to get those into us tomorrow to chat with Congressman Cramer. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They're paying up to $32 an hour. They need welders. They need tank trailer experts. If you've been a mechanic in this world before, great. If not, they'll train you. Great training program. Up to $32 an hour. Superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with the employer match, flexible spending account. Call Maria right now. We have a lot of people who have called Maria that have family members elsewhere that are mechanics, technicians, worked on tank trailers before, welders, any of this kind of work, and have connected their family members with Maria, and they're now working in either the Kildare location or the Williston location. Bringing family closer to home. I get it, right? Bring those grandkids home. 612-214-8781 is the number. 612-214-8781. We're chatting with Michael Falloon. Michael is with Hart Street. He's an oil expert and talking about the tensions in Iraq with the Kurds and the potential impacts there, what's happening, and talking about the price of oil inching up because of this and other factors as well related to the Kurds' push for independence. Michael's a great resource on Twitter, if you want to follow him there. What's your? How do we follow you on Twitter again, Michael?
Oh, it's at Legmakers.
Legmakers.
If you say my name, Michael Falloon, in there, though, you'll find me pretty easy.
Exactly right. All right, you were saying before the break, I asked you about the debate over storage, and you were telling us that, you know, this isn't tracked the same elsewhere, so it's kind of a tough one, but you had something else you wanted to say on that front.
Well, yeah, basically, here in the United States, we've seen inventories drop down, but the most important aspect is that OPEC, one of the things they've decided to do is to decrease exports to the U.S., so they're not filling up our storage so much, so that it doesn't show in the EIA reports each week. But the issue that with that is that it's actually created a bit of a differential between the price of WTI and Brent. So our oil is cheaper than theirs is. So we've actually seen a marked increase in exports. So what that also tells us is not just that our inventories are decreasing here, but we're still shipping 2 million barrels a day internationally out to customers competing with OPEC nations and others. And because of that, we are seeing that there's greater demand and that their inventories are starting to decrease because of the demand for our oil that we are now shipping out.
Very interesting. A lot of dynamics to this. I have wanted to ask you also about the differential between WTI and Brent. The idea was behind the export crude ban being lifted that would narrow and open up, obviously, markets for North Dakota crude, U.S. crude, to go to refineries overseas, and therefore we would lose that differential that has been there for some time. That happened, actually, where there was a reduction in the difference. Now it's spread open again a little bit. What's going on there?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of lighter, sweeter crude that we produce here. And since we are producing more of it, it has actually decreased the price of it in the short term. It's not something that's going to last, because basic supply and demand is going to show us that if we've got too much crude in our stocks here, that our price of oil will go down, and then that'll make our oil cheaper, so then we can ship it overseas. And it only takes a couple of dollars to get a barrel of oil from the United States to, say, the Middle East or whatever, because putting it on a ship is relatively cheap. So any time that difference is more than a couple dollars, other customers or the refineries are going to want to buy that oil, because our oil is not only cheaper, but it's also better. So any time that gets that differential or that price widens, more of our oil will go overseas, and then the price will actually start to come back together again. And since Brent has went up more than WTI has, the idea is that no matter what happens, those two have to come together. So either the price of Brent has to come down, which we don't see happening, or WTI will have to come up to Brent as we keep exporting our barrels out there.
Got it. All right. Very interesting. Anything else you want to share with our listeners? I have one other question for you, but it's related to our next guest. So anything else on this point you want to share, Michael?
Well, the last thing I'd like to get into is even with the way that the oil prices are right now, in November, U.S. shale production is supposed to go up about 81,000 barrels a day. So right now they're forecasting the Bakken going up 8,000 barrels per day in November. More importantly, we did a complete analysis on North Dakota and Texas, and the economics of wells at $50 oil. And all that we did was pull data from the new enhanced completions, the better well designs. And if anybody wants to get on Seeking Alpha and get on my page and look for it, you'll be able to see how productive Bakken wells are at $50 with the new well designs. And what you'll see is in the core, they're making pretty good money after 18 months.
And describe the core for folks, Michael.
Well, the core is kind of close to the Nesson incline. So basically what you would look at is northeast McKenzie County, down into northwestern Dunn, and then down in southeastern Williams. That area is kind of the core. But the interesting part is now that they've been using those enhanced completions, we're starting to see higher pressured well results wider out. So it's almost like our core has widened some over the past few years. And I think that's more of an effect of operator prowess and the actual better well designs and what that means for the production in North Dakota. So things are looking much better. Every year, every 12 months, we're seeing way better results. Operators are doing their jobs and payback times are coming down.
Yeah, you know all about smartphones and the revolution there, folks, right? From the time that the iPhone didn't exist to now, same thing's happening in the oil industry. And the prices are coming down. It's phenomenal. The technology part of this play is, it's more of a technology play than even an oil play. And I'm totally on board with Michael. 30 seconds is all for this question because we're running out of time. But our next guest is talking about President Trump's push for American energy dominance. What will that mean for North Dakota?
Well, it's going to be obviously a great thing for North Dakota, but I think that the biggest thing that is helping us is his decreased regulations and then support of the industry, some of these taxation changes he's trying to make. If he ends up making that happen, payback times are going to come back down for wells. We're going to produce more oil. And right now, we're at a precipice of oil prices are heading higher. That means more oil coming out of the Bakken. And liquefied natural gas is a whole other subject we could talk about.
Yeah, we'll do that one next time, Michael. Fascinating conversation. Michael Fulon from Hart Street. More coming up, folks.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I'm saying, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
That press coverage at the University of North Dakota we told you about was, in fact, the announcement of the resignation of Brian Faison, the athletic director there. Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, took to the podium and said that he was there to announce that Brian Faison had successfully convinced him that it was time for him to retire, and then started on a rather lengthy list of accolades of what he believed that Brian Faison had brought to the University of North Dakota Athletic Department program, and that the news today is, in fact, that Brian Faison will be leaving the University of North Dakota as athletic director. So that is the news of the day there. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in their home where it all began in Bismarck 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago now, but all across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Go to their website, hatandsons.com. Check out the commercial operations mechanical heating and cooling system information. They're managing now more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains and saving money on the bottom line. hatandsons.com. Our next guest is a counselor on energy policy for the Department of Interior, working closely with Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke. Vincent DeVito, he was a keynote speaker recently at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Grand Forks, where I heard him, and I couldn't keep notes fast enough as to the incredible things that he was saying, because they have not come out of the mouth of anyone in government that I could recall ever related to the oil and gas industry, and certainly was refreshing to hear of the Trump administration's approach to putting the American energy economy back on the right track with American energy dominance. So it's a pleasure to welcome Vincent DeVito to the program. Vincent, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you? It's a pleasure to be on your program this morning. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. Enjoyed meeting you briefly after your conversation with the folks who attended the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and it was well received for a lot of good reasons. Obviously, cliche-ish, but there's a new sheriff in town. In you look at what North Dakota's industry has faced over the last 8 years versus what the new approach is in less than a year of the Trump administration. And you made it quite clear you're there. Your job there in that position is to make sure that we have more energy development, right?
Yes, absolutely. The president's strategy of energy dominance is being deployed from the Department of Interior. The president and Secretary Zinke set up this new office within the federal government to make sure that the Department of Interior's energy portfolio, which is vast, by the way. There are some stats out there that say, we have the largest holding of energy resources than any entity. on the globe. I mean, we span 12 time zones, onshore, offshore. The enormity of our energy resources is quite something to behold. And the president recognizes that. The secretary recognizes that. So my job here is to be sure that that strategic energy policy permeates across all the agencies, bureaus, and offices across the Department of Interior as a priority, which, incidentally, doesn't compete with our other mission, which is conservation.
Yeah, exactly. What I mean, if you were to total up, I don't know if you know this number, but I've heard before that the amount of money that we have in the way of debt in this country is not as large as the amount of resources. That if you use the natural, just the amount of minerals and the natural resources in that vast well that is owned by the United States of America's taxpayers, could go a long ways to reducing and eliminating that debt if we did this smartly, responsibly, like we've done it in North Dakota. Is that far-fetched?
No, it's not far-fetched. So there's 2 points there. One of the things that Secretary Zinke did early on to address that concern was establish the Royalty Policy Committee. The Royalty Policy Committee we just met on October 4th for our first meeting. And really, to your point, that is intended to operate as an executive board here within the Department of Interior to make sure that the federal government is a sound and reasonable business stewards of the taxpayers' resources. So this board functions much, as at least in my mind, as a corporate organizational tool with a fiduciary responsibility to our shareholders, who I reference taxpayers as within our business here at Department of Interior. The numbers game is an interesting one. It's staggering. In 2008, this department offshore alone generated about $18 billion in revenue. We are the second largest generator of revenue in the federal government behind our friends at the IRS. However, in 2016, just last year on offshore, we only generated, I say only, it's a big number, but compared to $18 billion, we generated not even $3 billion, $2.8 billion. And that is a decline of not $15 billion over a course of 8 years. That's roughly on average a loss of $10 billion in federal government revenue each year from the Department of Interior alone. So our mandate is to restore that revenue, but also I like to remind folks that we haven't expanded the footprint yet. We are simply unlocking the tools that have been stored in the shed for the past 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, you talked about the last 8 years being a focus on process over prosperity, politics over prosperity, and that then in turn delays the promise of jobs and wealth and you know, states like North Dakota and all across America and wanting to get back to American energy dominance. What is American energy dominance? Describe that for me.
Yeah, American energy dominance is American, it means putting America first, first and foremost. It also means, we don't want to talk about geopolitics today, but the reality is it means that we're not ashamed of our energy resources. We are not ashamed of our energy economy. It seems to me for far too long that we have somehow been sheltering ourselves from our energy resources. So one of the focuses of President Trump and Secretary Zinke is to make sure that places, not only North Dakota, but the rest of the country, like you suggest, are aware of our energy resources, and that is something that we should focus on in terms of enhancing the economy. You know, not being ashamed of our energy economy is really part of energy dominance. There are plenty of other countries that drive their federal government and the wealth within their countries through their energy portfolio. You know, Canada's not ashamed of it. Mexico's not ashamed of it. The Saudis aren't. There's a whole, you know, Mexico's not. There's a whole list of countries out there that focus on their energy resources to drive their economy. We are basically, as I mentioned earlier, just as capable and more capable to do it better and safer and cleaner than any other country. And the president realizes this, as does the secretary. So we are moving forward towards energy dominance in that context. And it's not energy interdependence, which we used to talk about a lot in the early 2000s. And it's not energy independence, although independence is clearly a potent element of it. But energy dominance is something different, because we should be a true net exporter starting first quarter of next year. And that's a story that we'll be hearing a lot more about as it unfolds.
Is it a tough job doing what you're doing? Obviously, Secretary Zinke comes in. He's confirmed by the Senate after being nominated. He brings yourself in and others. Yet, you've got, I don't know how many employees there are in the Interior Department, but a lot of them. And a lot of them operate under the way that it's been operated for the last 8 years. How hard is, for the lack of a better term, it to influence the swamp on this way of thinking?
Right. So we are working very hard. I love my job, and I know the secretary loves his job. And so it is a labor of love. We are here to perform a specific function and serve our country, and that's the driver. I think traditionally the swamp would view something like these jobs, something like as trophy jobs. And a lot of us here in the Trump administration, those of us who are senior managers, left our trophy jobs to come here and do jobs. I mean, nobody's hands are dirtier in terms of getting into the weeds and making things happen than Secretary Zinke's. We are on the details of issues. He's very focused and dives right in, as will I do. I mean, I tell people, you know, I'm a hard worker my entire life, but the reality is this is, as you alluded to, the hardest, the toughest job I think I've ever had, because we have to shift not only the policy priorities of the Department of Interior, but also the culture. The culture at Interior before President Trump came into town was one that did not necessarily focus on the energy resources, even though it was there, you know, Gulf of Mexico, Alaska. I mean, we're, you know, certainly generating revenue, as I mentioned earlier, but it wasn't a priority. Here, it is a priority, not competing with our other priorities. However, to do that, to increase production, to generate revenue, you have to exercise elbow grease. And you have to exercise gray matter as well. Production means you actually have to create things, and generating revenue means you have to be have to apply business smarts to it. And generally, with those two items as an additional priority for Interior, the culture of the career professionals here has to be influenced as well. And that's where you get a secretary like Zinke can come in, former Navy SEAL, commander of SEAL Team 6, and can really lead this department in a direction that benefits not only the Trump administration, but beyond that, for the whole country. I mean, we suspect that once folks see the new mission, the additional new mission of Interior, that it will have a permanency, because the net benefits are going to be realized and not really be arguable.
So refreshing to hear this. You can't even believe it. I only have 30 seconds for this answer, but one of the things you talked about was the 30-day permitting. Is it possible? You looked at Dickinson mm-hmm. as one of the worst three in the whole country with 488 projects backlogged. 30-day permitting possible for the federal government and BLM?
Absolutely possible. As we like to say here, it's fixable.
It's fixable. Well, the first thing you have to do is identify it as a problem. And you have very early on to say, wait a minute, you got 488 projects here. Potential projects is a big difference for workers and jobs. Why is it there? Let's fix it right there. So great conversation, Vincent. Hope to catch up with you more as you continue on this mission. And our best to Secretary Zinke today as well. Glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Counselor on Energy Policy for the Department of Interior, Vincent DeVito, working right alongside Secretary Ryan Zinke at the Department of Interior. Breath of fresh air or what, huh? Last segment next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, the home of the businessman sprayer. You know, if you're going to buy a sprayer, you don't want to buy a wimpy sprayer. You want to buy a businessman sprayer, you know? The thing that keeps that resale value up there incredible and makes it a businessman sprayer. The fact that it has the best warranty, you know, has the power to climb your toughest grades, businessman sprayer right there, gets you just plow right through the most unfavorable ground conditions with this sprayer. Fuel efficient, again, businessman watching the bottom line. Reliable, leading operator comfort with state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab.
and an industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. What's not to love here, folks, about the Apache sprayer from High Plains Apache? Mandan and south of Fargo and Frontier, or online at highplainsapache.com. Texter says of our last guest, that guy was awesome. Thank God Trump won. Boy, I tell you, were we close? Were we close? Think about that. Did you hear those numbers? They talked about, where did I write them down? 2008, the revenue coming in to the Treasury, second only to the IRS from the Department of Interior, because we, the taxpayers, own a lot of mineral rights. And the royalties for those were cranking out $18 million in 2008. Barack Obama comes in. What does he want more money for? No, he wants a bigger deficit. He doubled the deficit, folks. And he hates oil and gas development. Hates it. Thinks you can power your home with a solar panel, for crying out loud. A windmill. So, revenue to the Treasury from the minerals we own, the royalties from minerals we own, plummets. Absolutely. What is this? Lana, what have you brought me here?
Nephilim.
We're coming to the end of the program.
Nephilim.
And I've been. So tell me, you got to go over there. You got to talk into the microphone. This is radio. What is this now?
That is the Kroll's Kitchen Nephla Soup.
I said on the air I'd never had it before.
This is an iconic moment. Kroll's, so I pulled in and bought you a bucket.
A bucket?
A bucket of soup.
You're so confident I'm going to love Nephla Soup. But
Chili is a soup. Also.
I have some German in me, you know. My mom is a Ditburner and Tilgis. So I should like a little. This is a German delicacy, is it not?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And that.
I'll try it right now. You talk while I eat.
What do you want me to talk about? Let's talk about your stubborn streak. We know you're a German.
Oh, so you think that's what it's all about?
That's what it's all about, Scott.
I have a stubborn streak, Londa.
You have a stubborn streak.
Londa is one of our wonderful sales reps here.
You say that because I brought you soup.
The Flag family. I did. Her kids and our kids have gone to the same school for a lot of years. And Londa used to work there, so we've known her forever.
Yeah.
And she's worked here for, what, 2, 3, 5, feels like 100 years.
It's been about, 13 months, Scott.
This is very good, by the way.
It is good.
I would have this again.
It's a buck. There's a buck.
Put that on the list. Put it on the soup list.
Nolan, you see I'm eating.
I see that.
Yeah, this is soup too, right?
Yeah, that's soup.
I'm not cheating like with chili.
Nope, that is soup.
Soup is chili is soup.
See, I think.
Thank you, Londa.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's
like
just
a stew to
soup.
Me. I don't know.
But, you know, I tried to get off because I was getting
so much
grief about hating soup that I tried to say I love chili. Is that not good enough? But this is really good, actually.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't normally eat on the air because I'm kind of rude.
Somebody has to feed you. We either feed him peanut butter or Nephla. So.
Texter says there are much better Nephla than Kroll's. Is that where you got this, Kroll's?
I did. I was in front of Kroll's, yes.
But no more free advertising for Kroll's. They're done.
Okay.
Fried's Family Diner in Mandan.
Not been there.
All right, I'm going there next. It's pretty good. Where else is the best Nephla soup? Let me know, folks. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Or you can that's only the second time I think I've said the number today. Remember, I said it nice and slow at the beginning of the program.
Yes. You got to say it slow.
Yeah. And then the text number is 701-367-2054. Where else can I get Nephla soup? Wow. Good. Good stuff. Can I go back to eating on the air?
Go for it.
Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
This will be my lunch today.
You're welcome.
Since I'm going with you to Sticklestead Lodge a little later on.
In Fort Ransom, so we won't have a hangry driver.
Yeah. I won't be hangry because I'll have eaten before you.
That's right. Enjoy.
We're going to be doing Energy Matters live from Sticklestead Lodge. That'll be pretty cool. I know there's a lot of people that are listening saying, I've been there before. Some of you probably have. It's a popular retreat location. Handles a lot of folks. We're going to go down there today to work on some events. Strasburg for Nephla, says a texter. Strasburg. All right. Been a while since I've been to Strasburg, but I'm going to go there. This is really good soup. I want the show to end real quickly now. Good thing it's only a minute away before it ends so I can finish the Nephila soup. Did I get to everything else I was supposed to get to? I got the texture. Oh, New Salem. Okay, another one says New Salem. Go to New Salem. Prairie Inn and Carrington on Mondays. Awesome Nephila soup. Okay, keep them coming because I will plan my entire travel schedule around where the best Nephila soup is from now on. Got it. I'm on it. Yep. Rockin' 50s Cafe. I've been there before. That's the one in the what do they call it, the Gateway Mall, the movie mall in Bismarck there, right?
Gateway Mall.
Isn't it the movie mall? Is there a theater there or no?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Carmike 8.
See? I remember that, the movie mall, because I've been to Rockin' 50s. Anyway, good stuff today, folks. Thank you very much. Lots of fun. Everything from soup to nuts, as we say, right? And opioid addictions and refugee programs and everything else tomorrow. The Tax Reform Town Hall. Do not miss it. All right, bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.